Lazy Boy offering a custom-priced package of any sofa set up to a value of £5,000.
The lucky winner will be contacted by Lazy Boy, and they will get their own personal shopper to guide you through.
To enter, simply pop over to the Lazy Boy UK Instagram page and look out for this and other great promotions.
This competition runs to the 3rd of January, 2023. Good luck.
I like it.
This is why Simon got a problem. This is why I go hard on Simon. As much as I love this, he just put that music on because he wants us to start so he can go home.
We gotta well, I have a soccer game to play, by the way, so he's feeling me right now.
Well, you could have said that.
Yeah.
I hate being rushed.
Yeah.
Because I don't give you my best. I feel like this is when we started this podcast, when we started Tuesday. You told me with your words, I'm going to give you Tuesday. That's our day. I'm there.
Yeah.
And it's slowly been chipped away.
Yeah. But you know what? I think that there's a reason for that.
It's slowly been chipped away.
No, not really.
It has,
no,
bro.
Not really.
Am I selfish for your time? Probably.
You know what it is? It's like, when we did start Tuesday, the reasons behind Tuesday were different.
Oh.
I think they're different. And I think now, in this climate we're living in.
I don't even know where you're going, but this is hilarious.
In this climate. We got to be very, very.
Are you saying you're not as excited about Tuesday?
No, listen. I'm still very excited about Tuesday, but
that has.
I think
you're trying to wiggle out of this.
No. I think that we were the things that we were able to get away with 6 years ago. When did we start this, Simon? Six years ago.
Four and a half, five
years ago. I feel like we've been doing the podcast longer than. Because we've been here 7 years. I feel like we've been doing the podcast longer than 4 years.
Did we start in 4 years? I don't know.
Yeah. But I think that we were able to get away with a lot more than we are now. I think that the climate has shifted.
Is the climate shifted or we just need to hone in more on what we're saying?
I think that the climate has shifted. 2018, okay.
I don't think the climate has changed.
So it's almost five years.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I cannot say anything about that because that is your opinion. What I is this.
Yeah.
Before the season.
Yeah.
OC.
Yeah.
Tells me, Jay Bell, Tuesday is the day. We're going to get it in, Jay Bell. We're going to do it.
Yeah.
And I get excited because we don't feel rushed. We do our thing. Now.
Yeah. Okay, but I'm going to put it back on you.
Every day.
I'm going to push this back on you.
Wait, let me finish.
Okay,
finish. Now when we come in here, I need to be gone by this time.
Yes, but I'm going to push this back on you. I'm going to push this all the way back on you.
Because is that true?
No. Hold on. Let me finish now. Hold on. You see, the thing is, here's the thing. And Simon, you're going to attest to this right now.
Okay.
I have a game that I play, soccer game, three.
Okay.
Right? From 6 o'clock in the morning when I wake up.
Yeah. You're free.
Till 2. We could be in here doing this podcast, Jason.
I can't.
Good.
I have to do the school run.
There we go.
I have to do the school
there
run.
There we go.
But I have to do the school run.
Did you ever hear me say anything about you having to do the school run?
No, this is true.
I don't say not one word.
You have sacrificed. You have been more you've been more giving of your time than anybody.
You got it, Jay. You can do the school run.
But,
so don't push this on me and say, hey, you rushing.
No.
You're the one rushing, man, because you can't come in here early enough.
But I came in here 30 minutes more. What I'm saying
Let's
is
coming at 10, Jay Bell.
What I'm saying
Let's
is
do a 4-hour podcast.
The reason
you're not gonna do that.
No, I couldn't. I couldn't get in here at that time. But I could stay later. The reason is we have such good conversations, OC.
Yep.
And we'll be in the middle. This is where it's come from, all listeners. This is selfish friendship. We'll be in the middle talking about dope stuff. Mm. Light bulbs going off, flowing, just interesting things, conversations that just don't happen.
Yeah.
We do this all the time. Mm. I enjoy it. Mm. And then you always go, I got to get out of here.
I got to get out of here. Got to.
And that's the part. Okay. That's the only part I'm saying. If I didn't enjoy it, it'd be like, Rush, get out, whatever.
Factual.
But it's like, and then I feel rushed, and then I just go, all right, let's just go. Everything and I lose a little bit of me.
Everything you're saying is factual.
So why can't we have Tuesday?
Let me tell you why we can't have Tuesday, right? I'm going to tell you why we can't have Tuesday. Because at 3 o'clock, right?
Yes.
3 o'clock, which means I got to leave here about 2:15.
Okay.
Right? I do something that is almost as important to me as breathing.
That's true. This is a fact. That's a fact. That's all you ask for. You don't ask for much.
Nothing.
You don't ask for much.
From my wife.
You don't ask for
much. This is what I'm doing at this particular time.
Which is?
Anything before then, huh?
Say what it is.
Oh, I'm playing football. I'm going to play that game. If I could, like, I love it.
I know. It's hilarious.
Absolutely
I love it.
I know. Right?
Yeah.
So that's all I ask for. So now, before then, even after, anything you want to do, I'm down for that.
Do you hate that you're so giving everywhere else, but yet I just want to snatch this one?
Just snatch it away from me. Snatch it away from me. Be like, I have to take this away from me. I'm like, golly, man, come on, man. This is all I'm asking for, please. That's all I'm asking for.
Can I just get out of this
time? I just need this, man.
Just get me out of this.
I just need to do this, please. I need to do this.
Oh, God.
So
I find that funny.
That is the issue.
And it's true. It's just, I think people would understand, you know, it's like when you're doing something fun with your friends and they got to go home, and you like, why are you leaving?
Yeah.
We just started. So it's a little bit of that.
But.
It's a good problem. It's good.
My love
for
football, soccer, led me to the greatest adventure.
I was just going to ask you
in
that.
History.
Can you tell me about this? Tell the people about this, please. Tell the people where you were, what you were doing, and how you were doing it, please.
I was in Qatar.
Word.
Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Not even watching. I was a witness.
Word.
To the World Cup final between France and Argentina.
Hello.
The greatest World Cup final ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure we will ever see a World Cup final like that again.
Ooh, talk about it.
I don't think because if you look at the dynamics of what happened, right? You had Messi, the greatest of all time. Mm. You had Mbappe, the baby goats, up and coming.
Big goat, little goat.
Little goat going up against each other, a team, two teams, you know, France, young, hungry, Argentina, they needed this.
Hype train.
Boom. Argentina goes up 2-0. I'm like, "Ah, this game's over. I'm out of here." And no. They Mbappe, penalty, Mbappe, 2-2. What? What is going on here? They go into overtime. Messi, goal. This game's over. Mbappe, another goal. 3-3. What? What is going on here?
Why?
Could not believe what I was witnessing. Couldn't believe my very own eyes, right? And then there was a couple of thoughts that hit me. Couple of thoughts that hit me when this was happening, or after it happened.
Please tell me.
Because as a spectator, right, of something that I almost every day, I say 3 times a week, I take money out my pockets and I pay to go play
this game.
I pay. I love it, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm witnessing the highest level of the sport, right? Highest level. Can't get no better than this. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh my God, right? Like a fan, a true fan, right? And then it took me back to 07, right? And I'm like, oh, Giants versus Patriots, right? Massive game.
Big Crazy.
Massive game. And there are people in there who witnessed something that they'll never see again.
Me. I was right? there.
You never see that again.
Never.
Never.
I remember
see
every
like
second of it.
Right?
Yeah, I do.
And so.
In the stands.
Yeah, but I was playing then.
Yeah.
So now I had a chance to be them. And I understood.
Oh.
That's when I understood.
What did you understand? This is interesting.
The power of sports. I understood it then, clearly. And I think that was the first time in my life I could say that I truly understood, like, being a fan.
Oh.
And understanding what it does. Because
As a fan. Ah.
I understood it. Because I was literally transfixed.
Oh, wow.
Jay, there's nothing like that. There's nothing like it. You understand what I mean? There's nothing.
Do you think this is fascinating. Do you think we miss as players that opportunity to really
100%. 100%.
To the other side.
The other side. I felt it.
And you felt the power.
I felt it.
Of being a fan.
Jason, there's nothing like sports.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Interesting.
We got this podcast, yeah. Right? There's a million of them, mm-hmm. Right? There's TV shows, a million of them, mm-hmm. Most of them trash. Mm-hmm. Movies, you know, every 7 minutes. Movie,
yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Avengers, boom. Yeah. It's so... But this particular
live
industry,
event.
Bro, there is nothing like it. And for you to be in that environment, right? And there was people crying all around me, like tears. Yeah. Like there was a girl, she was an Argentina fan. She was sitting right next to me the entire game. Like she just cried.
Emotional.
She just kept on crying. I was like, why are you, like what is going on, right?
Yeah.
But then as the thing continues to grow and it continues to build, you're like, oh my God. And so I like when Mbappe scored the second goal to tie it, uh-huh. Jason, I was like this, right? And there's a picture. Like the guy who's sitting, he took a picture and uh-huh. I was like this. But I was like this, Jason, for maybe the next 4 minutes.
Just locked in.
With my mouth open.
Yeah, you couldn't
I couldn't process what was, I was like, how is this, you can't even write this. Like you can't.
What's the difference, OC, of, is it the being a fan, lifetime fan of a team, of a sport, of a country, whatever that is? Mm. Is it kind of the lack of control that makes it even more intense? Mm. I'm asking you,
yes.
Because this is interesting. I've never thought about
your
this.
Emotions and mm. your feelings are in other people's hands.
Because when you were on the field, you felt like you had
a little control
morsel, right?
Yeah, you had a little control over,
or
it.
At least felt like it.
Your everything is in.
There's nothing you can do.
Nothing. You just gotta sit there. And you just gotta experience it. There's nothing. You can't change the channel. You can't.
So
like if
you're on the roller coaster and you can't, and there's nothing you can do but sit there,
bro,
and ride.
Just sit there and watch. And as a
wow.
true fan, mm. right? There's nothing like it. And like and I was telling you this earlier. Mm. I'll never go to another. I won't go to another World Cup. Like, unless Nigeria is playing,
yeah.
I will not go to another World Cup because it doesn't make any sense to me. I was neutral. I wasn't rooting for France. I wasn't rooting for Argentina. The only teams I was rooting for, Nigeria, England, Portugal, they're all out,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just sitting in there just as a fan.
And it hits you like that.
And you witness as a fan
right.
the greatest game you could ever possibly see. For me, there's no more going back to World Cup. It's just no more.
It's just not a lot of people that can talk about this the way you can.
Yeah.
That's the thing about it, that as I sit here and you're talking about this, I'm like, wow, like, this perspective makes sense, but your experience, what you've done, how many people can say or have this opinion?
Yeah.
Not a lot. And how many people would say or have this opinion as strong as you do for the fans when you've won it. Most people that have played selfishly, well, this experience is unique. It's, you can't do it. Only I can, mm-hmm. only certain few, and you'll never feel this. It's like they want to exclude you from this club of like, you'll just never get it. Mm-hmm. And you're saying, man, this other side is something else.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful, Jason. It is absolutely beautiful. I wish more. It's beautiful to experience it from that side. Like I was looking at all those Argentina fans, right? Because it was 90%. I was like, man, imagine Nigeria, in a situation like this. Like I wouldn't know how to. I would be the girl who was crying.
Yeah,
I would be
the whole time.
The whole time.
Yeah,
crying.
Yeah,
right. Because it's like,
yeah,
you know, it's
yeah, yeah.
It's
when y'all won the Super Bowl at 07, I burst in tears.
You're there.
I was like, and I wasn't on. I mean, I felt connected, but it was more for y'all. And it was like, it was so I couldn't do anything. And I had to sit down when Plaque scored that last touchdown. I just sat in my chair and just was like, oh my! I just never felt anything like that. And wow, man.
Jay, you know what's so crazy? Like, people tell me, they're like, I was in the stadium. Like, I went to that game when you guys beat the Patriots.
Uh-huh.
And they're trying to explain to me what they were feeling,
uh-huh.
right?
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't. I was like, oh, yeah, that's so cool. That's so good.
But you couldn't.
I couldn't understand. I couldn't understand it.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean?
You think you can now?
Oh, 100%. I wish I was a Giants fan.
Yeah.
Right? When that happened.
Ah.
I wish I was a Giants fan.
Yeah.
In the stadium.
Yeah.
Under those circumstances.
Yeah.
When that happened. Like, that feeling must have been.
All right.
It must have been like
beyond belief. For some people, decades of emotion.
All comes out. You're watching the team you support do something
right
completely improbable, and I didn't understand. But because I'm such a fan of soccer,
game, uh-huh.
and I just witnessed the best game in the World Cup final, that's when I could understand what the fan felt. It's incredible.
You're so right, man. Like, this is why we talk about the games. We talk about football. We talk about sports, anything we're into that we're connected to, and emotion that is tied on to that. And it is so important because you have to represent in the best way you can everyone who is connected. So you got to give it its due. Mm. Like, when you talk about it, you got to give it some energy because so many people. Think about the fan bases when they attack you over something you say. And we laugh and we joke because we get it. It ties into everything you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, it ties into everything you're saying. Man, that's – I'd like to see somebody else that has been a champion like you have, preferably two times or more, talk about it that way, because how do you do that? That's so unique.
Yeah.
That's so different. Man, that's crazy. And you see – I mean – this week in the NFL, crazy games. And you see, I mean, craziness. Craziness.
There's nothing like sport, man.
Were you exhausted?
I couldn't, like, I finished watching the World Cup, and I'm like, okay, cool. Turn on Red Zone. You're like, what is going on, man? What is going on? What is going on? Every game. Craziness.
Man, I don't even know how to segue from this conversation you had, because I'm still enamored by it. I'm thinking right now.
You look at what the Colts did against the Vikings.
Yeah.
33-0. They're losing. Vikings, 33-0. Yeah. Halftime, right? Come back.
And
win the game. First of all, I've been in a situation where I think it might have been maybe 17 points or maybe 17 points. And they come back and the funny thing about
feels like no chance.
The funny thing about a situation like that, right? Because most people won't be able to understand
how that
occurs.
Yeah,
they won't be able to understand it. But
break that down a little bit.
Yeah. So we were playing. I was in London. It was Detroit versus Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I was with the Falcons at the time. We had like 21-3 or maybe going into the fourth quarter, right? And then they score. And then we throw a pick. And then they you know, they score. And then we fumble. And then they score. Game over, right?
You're like, what?
But when you're on the field and it's happening, right, you can actually feel it happening. You can feel it.
Yes.
And you are powerless to stop it.
Dig into that feeling.
Yeah. You're playing as hard as you can, right? But it seems that anything that could go wrong,
it
goes wrong, right? And anything that can go right for them goes right. And it's a snowball effect. It keeps on. It's not like you stopped playing.
And you're like, how?
How?
How was this? I was holding the ball tight. How did he get his hand right on the tip of the ball, knock it out? Like, everything just went right for him. And I fumbled.
And you fumbled the ball. Like, and then they score. And then all of a sudden, you are stopping them the entire first half.
Right.
And now, you can't stop a runny nose. Right, you can't stop it. Right,
and you are playing hard.
Nothing changed in your playing style, and as it's happening, right, you're playing even harder because you're like, no, we gotta stop this.
Yeah,
you can't stop it. So from a player's perspective, because I've been there, I understand how something like that could happen. Mm-hmm. But as you're watching it, you're like, how? Once that thing starts going, once that train starts, you can't do anything about it, man. And it's unfortunate that happened, right?
Yeah.
But it's just the way the game goes.
As we look back, because you're right, do you think when we analyze after we've seen the film, is this where superior game management and coaching comes in? Because as a player on the field, when you're talking about that feeling, I'm like, OC, bro, I know what you feel. Mm. Like, you're grinding.
Yeah.
You're not quitting. You're, like, trying to get it right. Mm. You're pressing a little bit, too.
Mm.
You know, you're trying to make it happen. But I think when you have really good, a great team, like a great commander of the ship who knows the temperature, who knows how to orchestrate it, and then play calling. Because sometimes it's like, okay, my team is this way. I need to do this. Mm. I need to tweak it here. I need to do this. Like the coaches, they're not panicking. Mm. So they do some things to get it right, to get the ship headed in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like in moments like that, if you don't have that superior coaching staff or somebody who can manage that situation, it implodes or explodes.
That would be a fair point.
Yeah.
If it didn't happen to me twice.
With a good with a good coaching staff.
Coughlin.
Right.
Philly, you ever heard the Miracle in the Meadowlands?
Yeah.
That was when Philadelphia.
We were ahead. I know.
In the fourth quarter by like 21 points. I know. And the same thing happened. And we won the Super Bowl the very next year.
Yeah.
Great coach.
Yeah. And that was his skill set, understanding the team, mechanics, all that.
Once, Jason, I promise you, once it starts to really go, you cannot do anything to prevent it from happening.
There were mistakes. Why you punt it down the middle to DeSean Jackson?
DeSean Jackson dropped the ball.
He did drop the ball. He dropped it.
Picked it back up.
You know that's the worst thing for a coverage unit, though?
Took it to the house.
Because you know what we do when you drop the ball?
What's that?
We slow down. It's just this thing. It's like, it just freezes us. Like we were taught, like when this drop, you gotta keep sprinting because it just freezes your coverage unit.
Just a second. Why would he drop the ball in that situation?
Oh, it was an accident.
Yeah, and cause
that little.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
You're killing my theory,
bro.
Right
once
here.
It starts, because everything has to work in this team's favor, and there are things out of your control that have to work in the other team's favor, that actually it does.
And a fan, it's funny we tie this in. We were talking about being a fan, talking about being a player. We're going back and forth in this. Fans don't get that. Like, I don't even get that, and I'm a player when I watch teams and I watch it happen. Like, most of the time, You're grinding, especially in the NFL, because your roster, you don't have what you have in college sports. You can't get blown out and then put a freshman in. You don't got enough people.
Yep.
You got to play. It's on tape. You are trying to make it happen, but nothing works.
Nothing.
And that's the thing about the NFL that I love. Man, you're trying to avoid that. Because when you get in a tournament, when you get into playoffs, you could be the superior squad, and you have a day like that.
Yep.
You have a quarter like that.
Yep. Just one quarter. Not even a day. Just a quarter.
A quarter, OC.
15 minutes.
One quarter. And you like, oh, my gosh, we lost the game.
Yeah.
How did – and you're looking at each other like
– I'll never forget it, Jay. Like, Eli just so happened to be standing next to me, mm-hmm. right, when Deshaun – When that happened, uh-huh. right? And the game was over.
I forgot he dropped the ball.
Yeah,
see?
He dropped it. So the game's over, and that time, that was 2000, that was the first time that it happened to me. The next time it was in 2013.
Yeah.
But the 2014, but the first time was 2010, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm standing next to Eli. The game is over, right? And we just stood there. We just stood there. I couldn't, because I was still trying
articulate,
to
articulate.
I was still trying to process, you know, I was still trying to process what just happened. So we stood there, and he didn't look at me. I didn't look at him, but I knew he was there, and I didn't want to walk off the field because I couldn't believe that
this just happened.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it was over. I was like, you know, it's such a strange feeling to see that transpire. You know you're out there playing, know you're out there doing everything you can, nothing you can do, you've lost a game in an improbable way, and you're just there. Can't understand it, can't comprehend what just happened. Can't do it. Just looking, just.
And even when you look at the tape, you probably go, yeah, that happened, but this is what was happening in that moment. This is what I was doing. I actually did it right. My foot just got, somebody just stepped on my toe, you know, like crazy stuff.
You played 3 quarters of outstanding football. Jeez. Do you understand what I mean? Because it's not like, in order for you to get a lead like that, you have to have been playing very, very well. And then in order for the Colts to be up 33-0, they were playing great football.
And they're just trying to hold a lead. They're just trying to do the things, you know, keep the ball in front. Everything we're taught, just hold on, hold on. And then stuff starts snowballing.
Stuff's happening.
Stuff starts rolling. This is why home field advantage, and we talk that crowd noise, and then having your back, because if that team's away, if the Vikings are away and they're down like that, they don't come back.
Yeah.
But the embarrassment in front of the home crowd, you're just... It does something to you. That's a factor in it. Fascinating. Because crazy. This is why I watch the games.
Yeah.
This is why everybody who's listening, the tournament matters. Get in the tournament. Get in the playoffs. You've lived it. You don't know when it's your day.
Yeah.
And if you have enough days, you got a ring.
You're in there. You are in there.
You got a ring. You got to keep rolling. And if you just keep getting better, right, a little bit, man, when those moments come, you capitalize.
Yeah. You just start. It's so weird, you know, how you just start putting yourself in. Like, even like right now, I try to put myself in the Patriots, right? Imagine your... You're playing for the Patriots, right? Imagine your Brady or, you know, your Wes Welker, Randy Moss. Whole season, you just beating people down.
Undefeated.
Beating everybody down.
Best team in the NFL.
Boom, 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 boom. You're on the way. And then you, this little scrappy.
New York Giants.
Just nobodies, really. And so imagine being nuisance. On the field. Just, perfect. Nuisance. That's all we were. It's a nuisance. Yeah. So imagine you just put yourself right now in Brady. This is your coronation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You are about to go down in history as the best team ever.
Ever.
Ever. undisputed.
That would have been the best team ever in NFL. Nobody would have argued with
Nobody
it.
Nobody would have argued.
The GOAT, the team, the coach.
Everything.
Done. You're a hater. You've
first
ruined
quarter.
That.
First quarter, Jason. Like, hey, what's going on here? We were supposed to second quarter. Oh, these guys are still.
Yeah. They're still hanging
third
around.
Quarter.
Yep.
Fourth quarter. You're like, imagine.
The mindset, like, imagine why is this happening?
Why is this happening? Why is this happening? And then, boom, you've lost. And all that whole season, everything you've accomplished, just flush that down the toilet. You out of here, buddy.
Yep.
You blew it. Get out of here.
And to your point earlier, imagine what the fan feels like. Imagine what the fan, the expectation. And when you're on the field, you know you can't control it. You tried, and it's just all these weird stuff happens. But if you're at home, you're there, you're a fan, you're like, there's so many whys. Just answer one why.
Sickening.
Oh, my goodness.
I ran into Robert Kraft. This was in 2011, you know, when I was part of the whole lawsuit for the
Owner of the Patriots.
Yeah, I ran into him, right? And I introduced myself to him. I was like, oh, I'm Osi Man. He was like, the first thing he said, he didn't even say anything. He was like, I can't believe you guys did that. That was the only words he said to me. He's like, I can't believe you guys.
He didn't want to, yeah.
It was still.
All them championships, that one.
That particular one. That was the only thing he said to me. He was like,
you're right. They would have been the greatest team ever. Greatest quarterback, greatest player, greatest coach, greatest team. Whoa.
Flush that down the toilet, buddy. Done. Waste of a season, bro. You're out of here.
Osi, can I tell you something?
Yes, sir.
I sat in here and harassed you about your time.
Yeah.
This is the reason why.
Yeah.
That was something I've never thought about. I've learned a lot. And it's made me more a fan of sports than I've ever been. As a player and as a fan. Because guess what I realized?
What's that?
It's painful for all of us.
Painful. Pain.
The pain real is real. Pain. Osi, the next time we are on the Jason and Osi podcast, check this out. We dig into Santa's sack and pull out all your Ask Osi and Ask J Bell questions. It's going to be fun, bro.
I like that.
You're going to like excited. It. Happy holidays from us. And shout out to Lazy Boy.
Lazy Boy.
Uprise, baby.
Yes, sir.
That's perfect. That.